Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
This week marks Heart Rhythm Awareness Week, a national campaign focusing on educating the public about heart rhythm disorders, particularly atrial fibrillation. In Ireland, one in four deaths are caused by heart disease and stroke every year. To tell us more, I'm joined by Professor Mark Dyer, who's head of heart failure and consultant cardiologist at the Mater Private in Dublin. Professor Dyer, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me on.
So all the focus here in terms of your campaign and Heart Rhythm Awareness Week is on heart rhythm disorders. Explain that to me a little bit. What should we know?
There are lots of heart rhythm disorders, and virtually everyone will notice their heart skipping a beat from time to time. And so it's very common. Most aren't of great concern or life-threatening, so you don't necessarily need to panic if these things are happening. But I think the focus this week has been on atrial fibrillation, which is probably one of the most common and more significant rhythm problems that people get.
What is it?
And well, it's an irregular heart rhythm. Normally, you've got a nice pacemaker in your heart on the right side of the heart, telling your heart to beat reasonably regularly and speeding it up and slowing it down, depending on what you're doing. But atrial fibrillation is when some abnormal cells, if you like, in the heart take over, and your heart can beat in a much more chaotic fashion, which isn't as nicely coordinated.
Okay.
And for many people, they find that quite uncomfortable and disconcerting.
You can feel it. Now, it's funny because I have some sort of an arrhythmia myself, which I've had tested numerous tests, and they can't find the source of it, which, you know, they've let me off now. They said it's okay, but monitor it regularly. But the reason I bring that up is that I do feel sometimes a certain... Well, so is this me feeling it, or is it the person listening feeling a different heartbeat, or is that psychosomatic, so to speak?
I don't think it's psychosomatic. I think most people notice it. And I think we do notice when our heartbeat is irregular. I think sometimes we get confused when it's beating fast, but regularly. For example, when we're stressed. So mine is beating faster now, yours probably isn't. And you become more aware when the heart is beating faster or more strongly because of anxiety. But that's just normal. But I think sometimes it is irregular, and people describe it as though it's skipped a beat, or they've got their heart's looped the loop or done a flip in their chest. Mm. And that isn't psychosomatic. That is something that's genuinely happening.
And what should a person do then if they feel that?
Well, to be honest with you, that's quite a normal sensation. And if you just take people off the street and you monitor their heart, and you might have had a heart rhythm monitor for 24 hours or similar, you'll find most people, particularly over the age of 50, will have thumps and bumps like that. And providing they're happening only very rarely, usually less than 1% of the time, then we don't need to be too concerned unless there are other problems going on with their heart or more significant.
But when does it get to the point then where you say we better do an ECG or an MRI or a CT scan to figure out if there's something more at play here?
Well, I think it kind of depends on the symptoms you have. It depends on what you see when you examine someone. You know, if you've got a young person with a normal examination and a normal ECG and a history which isn't very concerning, you don't necessarily need to take things further. But if you've got someone who's got more significant symptoms and they might have a history of heart disease, then you do have to take things further at that stage.
Okay.
It varies from person to person.
I understand, and you'd have to do a proper diagnosis. Can you talk to me before I let you go, in terms of this week and Heart Rhythm Awareness Week, about our pulse and what we should be looking for?
So a normal pulse, they say it's between 60 and 100, but often, particularly in younger people who do sport, their pulse can be a bit slower, sort of in the 50s typically. What you're looking for is a pulse that's about 50 to 100 beats per minute. You're looking for something that's regular more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just at a constant beat with a reasonably constant gap between each heartbeat. That's normal. If you're taking your pulse and you find it's irregular, it's all over the place, you know, it's not in a constant rhythm, or it's beating and then quite frequently you notice there's a sort of pause before it starts up in a regular rhythm again, then that's when you need to take more concern.
Okay. Well, look, there's really good advice. That's a start-off point anyway, and people can look up Heart Rhythm Awareness Week. A pleasure to talk to you. Professor Mark Dayer, Head of Heart Failure and Consultant Cardiologist at the Mater Private in Dublin. I hope I don't meet you professionally, so to speak, but it's been a pleasure to speak to you today.